It's the hottest time of the year, and a doctor is raising awareness about dehydration in seniors. Dr. Ronan Factora with the Cleveland Clinic says seniors have less water in their body because the amount goes down as you get older. So seniors can't afford to lose as much as the rest of the population. So drink your water. And finally, today in history, July 16th, 197th day of the year. This is the year day in 1790. Washington, D.C. was established as the permanent capital of the United States. 1951, novel Catcher in the Rye by J.D. Salinger, which just about every high schooler had to read for years, was published. In 1969, Apollo 11 blasted off on this day. And if you listen close, you can almost hear that blast off all these many years later. It's really kind of amazing how that works.
Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 32 minutes past the hour.
Yes, it was the first manned mission to the surface of the moon. And finally, on this day in 1999.
I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
John F. Kennedy Jr., his wife Carolyn, and her sister Lauren Bessette died when the plane Kennedy was plotting crashed into the Atlantic Ocean near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. More on Today in History with Dawson later on The Drive, typically after 2:45, but sometimes, like yesterday, after 3:45. Finally, we close off First Thoughts with our morning devotion for Bob Goff's Live in Grace, Walk in Love. Today titled, I Used to Hope the Things I Did Would Work, Now I Hope They Last. 2 Corinthians 4:18 says, we fix our eye not on what is seen, but on what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Goff says, every year our street has a parade to kick off the new year. We started it when my kids were young because they were all bored on New Year's Day and were looking for something to do. I tossed out the idea of starting a parade where no one watched, but everyone was in it. About 5 minutes later, we started knocking on doors and telling our neighbors we needed them to show up. Part of me wondered if people would think we were crazy, but none of us knows what'll happen until we ask. Well, Goff says it's a few decades later and we're still knocking on our neighbors' doors to invite them. Instead of dozens of people, there are hundreds of them. The rule has remained the same. Everybody in, nobody watching. There's a grand marshal to lead the way, and we always pick a New Year's Day queen from the people on the block. The annual event has turned into a celebration of life and community and the power of love without an agenda. Goff says when Jesus told a lawyer like me who was trying to set him up that the most important commandment included loving our neighbors, it's easy to think this is a metaphor for something else, but it's not. Jesus wants us to love people right where we are. I think he knew that we'd be tempted to go somewhere far away for a week of service and call it good. My hope when I was younger was that I would do things and they would work. These days, says Goff, I want to do things that'll last. Loving your neighbor will last. Invest in things that last. If you have to choose between projects and people, pick people every time. Projects work or they don't. Loving people lasts. Of all the things we accomplish in this life, only love remains. Go big on love and let the rest work itself out. Today's question, what are you investing in today that lasts? What are you investing in today that lasts? Okay, but here's what we do have for July 16th is today, right? Yeah. David Spencer let us know that Joe Gearing with a birthday today. And David says that Joe's a great brother in the Lord, has helped him on his journey, enjoys spending time with family and hunting. So happy birthday to Joe Gearing today. Also, Cheryl Spencer lets us know about Delaney's birthday, says Delaney Spencer's a great kid, loves working with the cows and has lots of love for her family. Bob Lindner, birthday Bob in Rice Lake, lets us know Jeff Lastovich with a birthday today. Says Jeff's an amazing dad, father, friend, and a man chasing after God's heart. Jeff's an amazing encourager, says Bob, and has a heart of gold. Have an amazing birthday, Jeff Lastovich. So three birthdays here, July 16th, a big day, and we're not done yet because Tony Kendall, today with a birthday, retired steam fitter, church volunteer, and a veteran helper, and he's eligible for the drawings at the end of the month. The two $25 gift certificate drawings from Jim Bob's at Market on the River in Chippewa Falls, and then the grand prize drawing for the six different prizes to be picked up in Menominee at Victory Coffee House and Cafe, starting with a free coffee, tea, or latte from them, and so many other goodies as well. All right, and so that's what we got from WIB.com/celebrations today. Again, my apologies to our friend in Ridgeland who was having, she was at the right site. It just wasn't connecting for her. So came out yesterday, the Russell Moore Show. And his interview with Stephen Curtis Chapman and his wife, Mary Beth, and got just a minute clip here. The lead-in is this. What keeps a marriage standing after decades of both joy and heartbreak? SC Squared and his wife, Mary Beth, have spent more than 40 years walking through life together, raising a family, navigating public life, and holding on to each other through both ordinary seasons and unimaginable loss. In the deeply honest conversation recorded with Russell Moore, the Chapmans share what they've learned about marriage, forgiveness, showing up for one another, and trusting Christ through the long road home. They have a new book out even. They've written a memoir earlier, but this is a new book about marriage, and here's just a portion of that conversation.
Did you ever have that thought of maybe we're too young to know what we're doing?
I think we
might have realized it on the drive home from our honeymoon.
Oh, absolutely.
As we say, in all seriousness, I was 18 when I met Steve, turned 19 shortly after, was 19 when I married him. We had a very short but, you know, concentrated
yes.
courtship, but, you know, we met and married in 13 months. And so, you know, we realized pretty early that the exact things that caused that immediate attraction, and I cannot live without this person, I have to be with them 24/7, I need to know where they're at all times, was all the same things that were absolutely going to irritate us for the rest of our life. Once we married him.
And can't live without him, and I can't live with him.
We all say that. I can't live with you, and I can't shoot you. So we have to, you know, just trust the Lord's wisdom and plan, you know. And yes, we have thought it, continue to think it, but there's nobody on the planet that I'd rather be trying to figure this out with than this man.
Well, it started as Tuesday trivia, but a little bit different this year. One song, 1 second, one fest for our final giveaway, courtesy of State Farm agent Michelle Mu in Chippewa Falls. Our final giveaway for One Fest 2026, two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking. So in place of Tuesday trivia, it's one song, 1 second, one fest. But just like so often happens with Tuesday trivia, we didn't get a winner on Tuesday. So we moved it to Win It Wednesday. Did not get a winner in this contest yesterday. So now it's Try It Again Thursday, Havo, and folks have a 1 second clip of a song. They will eventually need to identify both the song title and the artist. But right now, we're kind of trying to figure out what's the artist, and then we'll figure out the song title after that. And we are stacking the clues about who this artist is.
Yeah, so here's the clip. That's what it is. 1 second. And first clue was not a group.
Second clue, was that this is not only a solo artist, but a female solo artist.
Female artist. And then the third clue, we told you yesterday, this artist has never been to One Fest and not coming this year.
And now our new clue is that this artist's era was pre-2000s. Mm-hmm. Pre-2000s.
Right.
All right. So back in the 1900s.
All right. So seven. Some of us were born back then. 723-2555, 723-2555. Give us the artist, and then ultimately you need to give us the song. I've been using a golf metaphor. Get it on the green. Ultimately have to get it in the cup. 723-2555. We know it's not female artists like Rebecca St. James, Rachel Lampa, Ann Wilson, Amy Grant, Jackie Velasquez, Lauren Daigle, Mandisa, or CeCe Winans. Numerous other ones as well I could list, but you guys are already calling, so let's go to the phones. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay, so much for that. I'll give you some more artists then. And also let you know, it is not Riley Clemens, Tasha Layton, Kathy Tricoli, Katie Nicole, Carrie Jobe, Twyla Paris, Megan Woods, Tasha Leonard Cobbs. None of them.
Yeah. Did we mention Jamie McDonald? She was guest, I think, initially on the first day. So we can eliminate Jamie McDonald as well, too. And again, we've told you, because Jamie's coming this year, we've told you as one of the clues that this is not someone coming to One Fest this year, has never been to One Fest. 715-723-2555, female solo artist, pre-2000s. Yeah.
So any guesses this morning at 723-2555 of which artist this is? Again, we want to get the artist if we want to get the song eventually. And maybe you guys are holding out for yet another clue.
I feel like that's a good clue to get you on the way. 715-723-2555. Think pre-2000s. There's probably some frantic Googling going on.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Virginia from Rice Lake.
Hey, Virginia.
Is it Sandy Patty?
Is it Sandy Patty? Yeah, hasn't been guessed yet.
Played a lot of Sandy Patty music back in the day here. That's not it, though. Thanks.
Thank you for the call. I remember some Sandy Patty cassette tapes. Yeah. In our home.
Saw her in concert, actually. So, all right. WWIB, anybody else in addition to Virginia willing to give us a call? 723-2555. Pair of full event tickets to OneFest, including parking online, courtesy of State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. Told you it's a female artist before 2000, never been to OneFest before.
715-723-2555. I see someone calling multiple times on the WIB listener line. Friend, that's not the line I'll get through to us. 715-723-2555. Great for texting and for voicemail leaving, but this is our studio line to get live on the air for contest. 715-723-2555.
All right, tell you what, we're going to let you ponder that. Thinking it's before 2000, Google if you need to, and we'll actually add another clue at 745.
We will.
But to tell you what, one last guy on our way out the door here. Hi, what's your name?
Where
are
you calling
from? Okay. Wow, that's crazy. Hello? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cumberland, Wisconsin.
And what's your guess?
Carrie Jobe.
Carrie Jobe. That was already a guess. You have a backup guess?
Oh, I do not. Sorry.
All right. Thanks again. All right, so that'll do it for this segment. We'll pick it up again this morning after 7:45 with another clue.
Let's try this again on a Try It Again Thursday. One song, 1 second, OneFest. Our final OneFest giveaway for OneFest 2026. Two full event passes plus parking courtesy of State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. The clues continue to stack up. How about eventually what we need with this 1 second of a CCM song is we're going to need the artist name and the song title. But right now, first part of that, playing kind of musical guess who. We're working on the artist name, and we're continuing to give clues.
Yeah, so let's give you the order. We started with not a group.
Yeah, solo artist, not a group. Then we said it's a female artist.
All right, female artist. And then we said this artist has never been to OneFest, and she's not coming this year.
Now, the next clue that we just gave you was this is a pre-2000s artist, a pre-2000s artist.
And now here is the fifth clue, and that is that her biggest hit was in mainstream music.
All right, so her biggest hit was not in Christian music. Her biggest hit was in mainstream music. 715-723-2555. You hear this 1 second of a song. It's one song, 1 second, one fest. Let's figure this out.
Well, here we go. We had a caller until we gave the clue, and then they hung up. So 723-2555. Here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are family. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carl from Rice Lake.
All right, Carl, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Jackie Velasquez.
Jackie Velasquez.
She's been guest. We had her guest already. Do you have anything else?
Let's go with it. Oh, I just got Sarah Groves here.
I should probably play the clip here. Sarah Groves, that's a good guess. That's not it, though. Thank you, Carl.
Appreciate the call. 715-723-2555. Who's next in line?
Yeah, hi. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mark and Keel. This is Linda from Chippewa.
Hi, Linda.
Margaret Becker.
Margaret Becker. All right.
There's an artist. I remember her singing at Sunshine in 1994. That's pre-2000. Could this be Margaret Becker, Caleb?
It is not, but a great guess, Linda.
Yeah, great guess. All right, 723-2555. Our latest clue, her biggest hit was in mainstream music, not in CCM. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard. How are you guys doing?
Paul,
hey,
good
Paul.
To hear from you.
What do you think?
I am going to shoot for Amy Grant.
I feel like she's been guessed. Let's look real quick here.
Guessed.
She was. So do you have a backup guess, Paul?
Oh, geez. I don't know. Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton. Yes.
Okay, sure.
We hear her in CCM. Could this be a Dolly Parton song? It's not. Sorry, Paul.
Thank you, Paul. Good to hear from you.
WWIB, Paul with Different Ministry. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Beth Deitch from Eau Claire.
All right, Beth, what do you think?
Lauren Daigle.
She's been guest, I think, our most popular guest, to be honest. So do you have a backup?
No.
All right, no problem. 715-723-2555. One song, 1 second, one fest.
Having some fun with this. Are we going to go on to after 8:15 with clue 6? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carl from Rice Lake again.
All right, Carl, back in. What do you think?
I got Natalie Grant.
Natalie Grant.
Okay,
there.
Sure.
She was like a four-time female vocalist of the year in CCM. Could this be Natalie Grant, Caleb?
It is not Natalie Grant, but a good guess. Appreciate it.
All right, let's take three more here on WWIB, where we are family. See if we can give away a full event tickets to OneFest, courtesy of State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
All right, Lori, what's your guess?
And
Is it Kathy Tricoli?
That's been guessed by our friend Mike LaCrosse yesterday. All right.
Racking the brain, searching, trying to figure out.
Sorry.
Nothing else.
All right, no problem, Lori. Thank you.
We won't count that one, so we'll still give you three more. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Rosa Smith. Is it Fanny Cash?
Rosa, by the way, I got your letter from my daughter, Evelyn. Thanks so much for that. Is it Franny Cash? Franny, who's going to be traveling with Amy Grant, interestingly. Franny Cash, Caleb?
It's not Franny Cash, no.
Thanks. We're looking pre-2000.
Yeah, pre-2000s artists, female artists, never been to One Fest, not coming this year. But again, pre-2000s, and her biggest hit was not in Christian music is the latest clue.
We would hope to get Franny in the future. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Osseo.
All right, Lori, what do you think?
How about Hillary Scott?
Hillary Scott. Okay,
yeah, big name in country music, too. She's done a duet with Stephen Curtis Chapman, but that is not it. All right, we'll take one more last hope here. Until after 8:15 in Clue 6, one song, one second, one fest. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Paul from Willard again.
All right, Paul, back in. What do you think?
What about Twilight Paris?
She's been guessed.
Oh.
This is a lot of good ones are off the board where it's like, well, that would make sense, but
yeah.
You know, I just got lucky with that elevator one to where now I'm just going to be a stump. All right. All right, I'll keep thinking.
All right, thanks, Paul.
All right,
had we had one more guess out there, we still would take it at 723-2555. But it looks like we're going to move on until after 8:15. Here on WWIB, where we are family. Again, what artist is this? We told you it's a female artist. Before 2000, biggest hit was in mainstream music. Do your searching. Feel free to use Google. Why not?
One song, one second, one fest. Courtesy of State Farm agent Michelle Mua, we are giving away two full event tickets to One Fest plus parking. This is our final WWIB plan giveaway for One Fest this year. You have to identify the artist and the song title with 1 second of a song to work with. But we're stacking clues. We're helping you along the way here. And we've got another clue coming up shortly.
We do. This is the clip. That is the song you ultimately have to identify, but we're starting with artist for sure. So, again, clue number one was yesterday, not a group.
Yeah, so a solo artist. Then we clarify that it's a female solo artist.
A female solo artist who's never been to One Fest and not coming this year.
We said it's a pre-2000s artist, an artist from the 1900s, way back then, a pre-2000s artist.
That was at 7:15, a half hour ago. We said her biggest hit was in mainstream music.
All right. Her biggest hit, not in Christian music, and mainstream music. And now, Halvo, another clue.
Yeah, the other clue is she comes from a musical family.
All right. Comes from a musical family. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. Call in for your chance to win here and try it again Thursday. One song, 1 second, one fest.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lloyd from Eau Claire.
Hi, Lloyd. How are you?
Pretty good. How you doing, Halvo?
All right. Give it a try. What's your guess?
I'm going to say Nicole C. Mullins.
Nicole C. Mullins. All right. She hasn't been guessed.
She's a great artist. That's not it, Lloyd. Sorry about that, but good try. Yeah, her Redeemer is a classic, right? Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Carl from Rice Lake.
All right, Carl.
I'm going to go with Cindy Morgan.
Cindy Morgan. All right.
She was here in concert in Eau Claire back in the day. I remember, I want to say, out at... Fanny Hill, actually, if I can recall. Could this be Cindy Morgan, Caleb?
It's not Cindy Morgan.
Thank you. People are calling with confidence, but
yeah. It's
not it. 723-2555. She comes from a musical family is our latest clue, clue six. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Scott from Pally.
All right, Scott, what do you think?
I have no clue, but I'm Maria Osmond.
You say Maria Osmond?
Yeah,
right. Well, that's a musical family, but that is not it. So, thanks. All right. Donnie and Marie certainly sang together and had a talk show. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike from Barron.
All right, Mike, good to hear from you. You started our week on Monday with your highlight of the weekend, so good to hear back from you on a Thursday.
Yeah, Amy Grant.
She's been guest.
Do you have a backup guest?
Oh. Well, that other guy just said Nicole C. Mullen. Sorry.
All right.
My mind.
No worries. Think about it. Call us back. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? One song, 1 second, one fest for a pair of full event one fest tickets.
Hey, it's Jan from Colfax.
Hi, Jan.
What do you think?
How about Rebecca St. James?
She's been guest as well. Do you have a backup?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Right. No worries.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Linda again from Chippa.
All right, Linda, let's get a winner here.
Maybe you had a guest like this before. Jackie Velasquez?
Yeah, we have had that guest.
Yeah, she has been guest. Do you have another one?
Not right now. Thank you.
All right, no worries. Call us back, 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Chloe from Menominee.
Chloe, good to hear from you. I think first time today. All right, what's your guess?
Stacey Orico.
Stacey Orico, there's a name out of the past.
Yeah, man. It's taking me back to, my early listening to Whip Days.
Is that Stacey Orico?
It is not. Right. Thank you, Chloe.
All right. We're down to our final three guesses. Do you guys have it in you? 723-2555. We've given you, it's a female artist before 2000. Biggest hit was in mainstream music. Comes from a musical family. In fact, we'll leave it there. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Carl from Rice Lake.
All right,
again.
Carl.
Let's try Christy Lane.
Christy Lane. Yeah, that's going back a ways. Christy Lane. It's not Christy Lane. Sorry.
Right. Thank you for the call.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Two guesses left here. Hello?
Claire from Menominee.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton.
Dolly Parton's been guest. Do you have a backup, Chloe?
No, I do not.
All right. Ask the little one. If they have a guest, too. Love hearing babies.
Oh, yeah. I saw your young guy, Teddy, in your family yesterday. All right, last guest here this time around. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Todd from Rice Lake.
Todd, good to hear from you. What do you think?
I think it's kind of smoky outside, but I'm going to guess CeCe Winans.
CeCe Winans. She has been guest, if memory serves. So do you have a backup?
Not, and I'm sorry.
All right,
No worries.
We're going to take another one. We're not going to close on that. Hi. Last guest here this time around. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Sue from Eau Claire, Rebecca St. James.
She's been guest.
She has been. Okay, sorry.
All right. Definitely a musical family, though. I mean, following the clues for sure. Absolutely.
Any other guests, Sue?
Yes. Okay. I don't.
All right. Thank you.
We're like Hoopers here. You can't end on a miss. So we really need someone to call in with a guest that hasn't been guest. And I realize there's a lot where it's like, oh, that makes sense. Trying to follow the clues. But a lot of people have been thinking along the same lines.
We are going to get one last guest. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Mark from Chippewa Falls.
All right, Mark. This is the first time you're calling the entire contest since Tuesday.
Yeah, I already got my tickets. But I figured it helped. Try to help everyone out here.
I saw your dad at Avenue Orchard yesterday. What's your guess?
Cool. I'll go with Sandy Patty.
She's been guest.
Oh, okay. Then I'm not sure.
Right, no problem.
If you're stumping Mark, you're doing something, right?
That's for sure.
That guy knows his stuff. All right, that's going to do it this time around. We'll come up with clue number 7.
Again, pre-2000s artist, comes from a musical family. Her biggest hit was in mainstream music. Those are our latest three clues. Use those to do some research before we come back after 8:45. One song, 1 second, one fest. That is the game. The clues continues to stack. This is our final giveaway for 2 full event tickets to One Fest plus parking. This giveaway courtesy of State Farm agent Michelle Mua in Chippewa Falls, 715-723-2555. You have 1 second of a song. You must name the artist and song title. But right now, we're trying to get the artist figured out, and then we can move on to the song title after that. 715-723-2555. Multiple clues ongoing right now.
Caleb, we've learned along the way it is a female solo artist.
Also, this artist has never been to One Fest, not someone that's coming this year. We also told you it's a pre-2000s artist, all right? So think older, pre-2000s artist.
Yeah, that was our first clue today, and then we let you know her biggest hit was in mainstream music, and she came from a musical family.
Indeed, and we have one more clue now, too.
And clue number 7 is biggest hit was the number one song, chart-topping for 10 weeks.
For 10 weeks, the number one song in the nation. So, chart-topping song for 10 weeks, her biggest hit. Again, it was a mainstream hit. She comes from a musical family.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-2000s. Think pre-2000s. 715-723-2555. And her biggest hit, number one song for 10 weeks.
All right. Here we go. Let's see if clue 7 is enough to tip it. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Gene from Eau Claire.
Gene, good to see you yesterday. What's your guess?
Yeah, my guess is Plum.
Plum, is it Plum?
First time Plum has been guessed. It's not Plum, sorry.
Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire, and I know I can't win, but I want to help somebody win these. Is it Amy Lee?
Amy Lee.
Amy Lee. We've had lots of guesses for Amy Grant. Amy Lee has not been guessed.
I'm not real familiar with Amy Lee. It's not Amy Lee. Thanks.
Thank you. 715-723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Carl from Rice Lake.
All right, Carl, you sound like you know.
I'm thinking maybe Debbie Boone.
Debbie Boone.
Is it Debbie Boone?
Yeah, why would you say that?
Because she was, you know, she was popular and she had a really big hit back then.
Yeah. Let's give this a listen. Caleb, is that a Debbie Boone song?
It is a Debbie Boone song. We are on the green.
We are on the green, yes. I can't play the winner because you're not the winner, but you got us on the green now.
Do you want to guess what song this is? Because you can still hold serve here.
Yeah.
It very well could be You Will Light Up My Life.
Yeah, do you think? All right. Is this? So we know the artist is Debbie Boone. Yeah. You Light Up My Life was the chart topper 1977 for 10 weeks. But is that what this song is for two tickets to One Fest? Sorry, Carl.
All right, call us back, though. All right, so now, everyone, you know it's Debbie Boone.
Yeah.
You know it's Debbie Boone. We need the artist name and the song title.
Yeah.
So now we got to figure out what song this is.
Mm-hmm. All right, see if we can get it this morning. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from? Sounds like the children in Menominee, I was guessing. Hi.
Are you there?
All right.
Chloe? Maybe we're just on speaker.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Virginia from Rice Lake.
Virginia.
Debbie Boone. Is it With My Song, I Will Praise Him?
With My Song, I Will Praise Him. Sounds like a wonderful song. Could that be it, Caleb?
It's not.
All right, thanks. So two Debbie Boone songs, it's not. Which one is it? See if we can get a winner. Three more guesses. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shell Lake, Wisconsin. Good morning.
Good morning.
Is it Sixth Sense, None the Richer?
Okay.
It's not. We know it's Debbie Boone. We've narrowed down that it's Debbie Boone. So call us back, 715-723-2555. Think of a Debbie Boone song if you can get through.
All right. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
All right, Linda, what Debbie Boone song?
You know, if I say the right one, give it to the first guy.
Okay, go ahead.
You Light Up My Life.
Yeah, You Light Up My...
That was guessed by the first guy, actually, by Carl from Rice Lake.
Yeah.
So, oh, it was?
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Yeah. Any other Debbie Boone song you want to guess?
Oh, I think we lost Linda. All right, 715-723-2555. So we know it's Debbie Boone. We need artist and song title. What song is this? One song, 1 second, one fest from State Farm agent Michelle Moo in Chippewa Falls. Our final One Fest giveaway.
All right, two more guesses today. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Chris from Lake Halley.
All right, Krista, what's your guess?
Is it God Knows?
God Knows.
Yeah, that was a very popular song from Debbie Boone. Could that be what this is for two tickets to One Fest?
Nope, not it.
Sorry, good try. All right, anybody else going once, going twice? And it looks like we are going on to tomorrow morning after 7:15 here on WWIB. We know this is a Debbie Boone song. What Debbie Boone song is it? We'll find out tomorrow. And presumably get a winner after 7:15 here on WWIB.